Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
You know, sick people don't have a real big schedule. They're not real busy people. They may have been before sickness and disease. But sickness and disease tends to alter one's appointment book. And so these people would be lined up, and they preached to them. Bob wants to know. They would preach to them. They preached the word, and many of them were saved, but they were born again, but they didn't know healing. They didn't know faith. Are you with me? So many times the faith is operating on healing is manifesting on the faith of the person preaching. Are you with me? And then other times it's operating on the faith of the people hearing. Are you with me? But it's got to be some faith somewhere. It's got to be some faith in God. Because God's he's the healer. No man is the healer. God's the healer. Amen? And so what's necessary is for the people to get in faith, is to get them in faith. Hallelujah. Or to get the anointing of God present for people to receive. Faith has to do with receiving. Are you with me? Let me see your hand if you're born again. You say it. What you did was you received salvation. You received something that was already available. It was made available 2,000 years ago, amen, when God raised Jesus from the dead, amen. And he offered his blood in the holiest of holies. He made salvation available. He made healing, deliverance, prosperity, guidance, peace of mind. All of that became a real possession of the believer. It belongs to you. You just have to claim it. It belongs to you. You just have to claim it. It's mine. It belongs to you. You got it in the package. It's in the blessing package. So, the word receive. So they receive in these messages, and usually people can be sick. You can be sick physically, and you're full of unbelief. Yeah, I mean, sick people want to be healed. Are you with me? But that's not the issue. The issue is getting them into a state of belief, into a state of faith. Are you with me? And so it operates this way. So here in this scripture, this is just one aspect of the woman with the issue of blood. And in these meetings, different things happen different ways. And the people there, they might be a late meeting. They're not hurrying to get out because they don't have nowhere to go. You know, doctors will give you up to die. You got some terminally ill. You don't have no appointment. Preacher will preach as long as he want to preach. He wants you there every day. For 5 days, somebody would have to bring the people. You wasn't driving either. They bring the people and lay them before the man of God, and they can hear the word of God. And the power and anointing of God would manifest, and people would get up off them carts, they'd get healed, tumors would dry up. You say, well, how? See, a lot of you heard it before, but to hear in between, what happens in between, you may not have looked at that part. But so God would call a man or woman to labor in this area under the anointing, and they would be teaching. They would be teaching the word of God where people could understand and grasp the word of God. Then they lay hands on the minister. But anyway, let's look at this. And Jesus demonstrated, when you look in the Gospels, in Luke chapter 7, Luke chapter 8, verse number 43, it says, a woman had, are you there? Verse 43. All right. Luke. 8:43. What did I tell you? Okay, all right. 8:43. Are you with me? And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years. Now, there are several other accounts in the gospel that talk about this. A woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which has spent all her living upon physicians. neither could be healed of any. Right? Now, know that God has selected this story for us. This is here for a reason. The word said, neither could be healed of any. And you know a different account of the story. It says, she had been a physician, been to many physicians, but grew none the better, but yet grew worse. She got worse. All right, now, and what occurred is, the word said, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood staunched or stopped. Now, and Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and said, thou who touched me? All these people around you. He identified her touch. Her touch was a different touch. Her touch was a faith touch. See, the woman now, and it's described in different scriptures even more. It said the woman had seen many physicians, was none the better, yet who were, came in the press. The word says she came in the crowd, in the press. For she said in herself, if I could but touch the hem of his garment. Look at verse number 46. And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. He said, something left me. It is gone in one of y'all. Who is it? Who is it? Somebody hit. Somebody within distance of me have touched me, and they have drawn something from me. Come on, somebody. Now you have to look at what this is really saying. It's saying faith in God is identifiable. It's identifiable by God himself when you're in faith. Now the woman, it described for us to understand. Now the woman was desperate and she had been to many physicians. She paid the money. She was broke. Spent all the money. But she heard of Jesus. She heard the gospel. And she came in the press. She was motivated to come where he was based on what she heard. And she came in faith. Somebody said she came in faith. Says you ought to come expecting. When you spend time reading the word, you come to church, come expecting. Always come expecting, which is in faith. But the word says, and Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out from me, gone out of me. And when the woman saw, let's read verse 47 together. And when the woman saw that she was not healed, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. That's a different account. She told him, oh, I'm busted. He know I touched him. He know I touched him. And then she told who she was because she had received healing. She received healing upon the touch. It's called a point of contact. You want to write that down. Oh, God, that's not mixing up words. It's called a point of contact. She ordained the point of contact. She said, if I could but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. What did she say? I could but touch the hem of his garment. It's not in this account. It's not in Luke's account. It's in Matthew's account. It says, Jesus says, somebody touch me. He called her out. He called her out before she told, before she confessed that she had done it. He said, oh, wait a minute. Somebody touched me. Well, a lot of people touching him. They were bumping into him. But she touched with a different touch. Her touch drew virtue because she was in faith. She was believing God. How would you know she was in faith? The word said, for she said in herself, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Where'd that come from? Where did that come from? Who said that? She said it. What are you saying? What are you saying about your financial picture? What are you saying about your healing? What are you saying about your relationship? And what are you basing it on? Are you basing it on the word of God? Are you touching the hem of his garment? See, in other words, the point of contact. Now, let's go back and close this out. She touches the hem of the garment, the man with the centurion, so he said, you don't even have to come to the house, Jesus. He said, I'm not worthy to come to my house, and I'm not worthy to come to you. Just speak your word. He said, just say it from right over that way you had on the third row. Just say something. Say something, Jesus. Say something. Say that with me, y'all. Say something. Saints, he already did. He already did. And it's in writing in that book you carrying around with you. He's already said a whole lot. And it's about you. He's already spoke your blessing. He's already spoken your miracle. He's already spoken your abundance. He's already spoken your peace. And his words are based on an action of redemption when he's gone to that cross and was buried and raised from the dead on the third day, glory to God, and shed his blood. He wasn't just talking. Amen. It's backed up by the action, amen, that brought it to pass. You've been redeemed. But this woman, she knew the power. Her level, somebody say her level of faith. Boy, I got to stop. I didn't even give y'all a point. Y'all just got there. I'll do it next time. Listen. Well, I'm going to give y'all some points, but here it is. I'm giving you the pure, this is the pure, how do you describe it? This is the pure word of God. Get the faith from the word. And the points are going to be just kind of normal. But this is what God confirms. He confirms his word. Are you with me? He confirms, just the way it's written right here, he confirms it. The soldier said, I'm a man under authority. I say to one, go, he go out there. Another, I say to another, come, and he come. That's a centurion soldier. So he said, based on what I know, Jesus doesn't have to come here. And I don't have to come there. I need Jesus to speak in a word. That what Jesus spoke in the word was a point of contact. Are you understanding, Sandy? Because this is the way your life of faith is going to operate. You will believe God. You'll know you'll be praying for somebody in North Carolina. You don't need to be here. But your faith has to operate. You must understand something about faith, amen, and how it operates and place a demand on faith the way it operates, where God will manifest something in North Carolina while you're right here praying. Not only will he bring it to pass, he'll confirm it and show it to you. Somebody will call, they'll call you and tell you, say, well, and tell you the exact time they were doing a certain thing. You say, I was praying right at that time. And God was confirming his word. He was doing what? Confirming his word. He was doing what? Confirming his word. Say, you're a miracle believer. Don't know it, do you? That book in your life, that's not no normal book. You are no longer a normal person. The devil fight you real hard to keep you normal, ain't he? You just happy to be like other people, aren't you? You're just so happy that they accept you. And you forsaking your own assignment. You're not normal no more. You're supernatural. You've been delivered out of normal. Come on, somebody. God telling you stuff you couldn't even know. You say, well, how did I know that? God told you, you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. God, Adam and Eve, they're filled with the Holy Ghost. Before they fell, they was with God. So anyway, I just said that, so I'll tell you that part next time. So the woman with the issue of blood. Somebody say faith in God. Remember what I said that those men, when the people would come and they would come to the altar, those were for faith in God breakthroughs. They were preaching faith to them and how the faith that produced miracles was manifesting in different areas of the Bible. When the doctors just say they can't do nothing, you ain't got nowhere to go. Just bring me a sandwich or something. I'm gonna be right here. I ain't gonna lose my spot. So you get this aspect of understanding how faith in God. See, this is all faith in God. Are you with me? Well, wasn't this Jesus? Yep. Jesus had preached, and she heard Jesus preach. Based on hearing Jesus preach, you heard Jesus preach too. But see, it's what you're doing with what you heard Jesus preach. He said, well, you know that prosperity sounds good, but you know, in these times we in, these times, so you think the time can stop God from doubling and tripling, and you think the time, huh? Because you don't think God can do now what he wrote down then. Is that what you're saying? Well, why are you acting like that? You must reconcile the word of God with your carnal thinking. One of them wrong, one of them a liar, and it's not this one. God's word is true all the time. No matter what you look at, no matter what it say, God's word is true. To a thousand generations, it's been tested. And so, when you come to that point, certain things you will see. So, you know, you can make certain statements, and they'd be wrong statements. You will see everything in life according to those statements. Those statements will dominate your life. You will read the word of God. It won't line up with that statement. You said something must be wrong with that. But when God gives you his word, you'll be able to see according to the statement that God gave you. That's why renewal of the mind is so crucial. That's why the devil wants your thought life. That's why he took it. That's why he got it when you were young. The program. You got to shake all that stuff off and renew your mind to the miraculous, unlimited power of the word of God. So this woman, when virtue had gone out from Jesus, at that point, she healed. Well, you can bust me if you want. I'm healed now. She's healed. But look at what Jesus said. Let's close it. Can you say amen? Jesus said, and he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Whose faith? Whose faith? Thy faith hath made thee whole. He's saying to her, how you know what kind of faith she? And she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. That's a faith statement. All she needed to do then now was have a point of contact. And when she touched him, what she said manifested, she received healing. Said, let me tell you what happened. And bothered with them, they lined all them sick people, the doctors had given up, lined up in front of them. He got them to a point, he began to go down and lay hands on them. Point of contact. They were full of the word of God. They laid their hands on them. They were getting off the stretch. They were getting up off the stretch. Incurable blood disease. They, when they get up, begin to walk, totally healed. How does that work?
I don't know.
I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? It worked by faith in God. And you just do what the word say, and then it's done. How does salvation work? It worked by the power of God. Say, God called you to believe. He didn't call you. He didn't call you to understand every part of it. He didn't call you to believe it. Amen. Come on, somebody. But he raised him up off of that bed of affliction. Now, if you may be walking in health in here tonight, today, but it might be somebody you know that need a miracle. And you got faith for him right now. You got faith. You know that it's the will of God to heal him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And we're going to pray for him. We're going to pray for him. We're going to pray. We'll be through by 2 o'clock. Y'all know what to say, do you?
What?
2 o'clock? No, I was just kidding. I have some outlines I want to cover with you on healing. There's some things you don't be afraid. There'll be people hear this, they're not going to church. They got caught in a backslidden condition. I'm talking to somebody on Facebook. You got caught in a backslidden condition. Now you got incurable cancer. You can't do that. You can't go to church. The church you went to, you don't believe this. But you got to listen to me talking about healing. And the doctor done told you, and nothing else they can do. We're going to pray for you. God loves you. God, Jesus died for your sins. He died for to redeem you from the curse of the law. He's not trying to catch up with you. That's why he know you there at the house. Amen. Sitting on that sofa. Wishing somebody to pray for you. Amen. You watching Facebook and men on Facebook call you out. Sitting there with your robe on. Amen. To get your healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you say amen, everybody? Let me see your hand if you're born again. You Christian, you gotta go. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, you born again? All right, listen, how many of you are you in here and you need healing for your body? You got some things going on in your body? And you know somebody that they're in the hospital. They need a miracle from God. They need the power of God. The doctors still don't know what's wrong with whatever it is. Do you know somebody that's you? If that's you, I need you to stand up and come down front. I want to pray with you for them before we go. If that's you, it could be your uncle, your aunt, I don't know, care who it is. But you know them. They're in the hospital. Are they home? They got stuff wrong with them. Amen. Jesus, God confirms His word. If the word is healing, He heals. If the word is prosperity, He blesses you. He opens doors. Amen. If the word is divine guidance, amen, He's going to do what He confirmed. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, stay with me, saints. Amen. It's not going to take long, but this is a point. Y'all, if it's not you, it's a point of contact. Are you with me? It's a point of contact. In the word, my servant will be healed. Jesus marveled and spoke the word, and servant was healed. He didn't go lay hands on him. But then Jairus, his daughter, Jairus said, my daughter home is sick. I need you to come with me and lay hands on her, and she shall live. He said, let's go. See, that's where his faith was. His faith was in God, that I need you to go to the house with me, Jesus, and lay hands on her. That's what I believe. And I believe when you lay your hands on her, she'll live. See, that's what made it faith. But then the other guy said, come lay your hands on my son or he'll die. Jesus rebuked him, said, you don't believe, neither will you believe. He said, you are not in faith. You in unbelief. But he told him, he said, go thy way. And he told him, turn around. In other words, turn around and go home. And then he's thinking, here's my answer standing here, and he won't go with me. And who you think is the answer telling you to go home, and he's not going to go with you. Says it's documented in the Bible for us to see the details. God wants us to know how it works. Jesus looked at him in unbelief and rebuked him for being in unbelief. He said, you don't believe, neither will you believe. But he said, he's still going to get healed. What I'm going to do, I'm going to put you in faith. And he said, go thy way. Turn around and leave with me staying here. And then he turned to go. He said, and thy son shall live. When he turned, he had to walk all the way back home without Jesus. And Jesus said, go thy way, thy son liveth. Those were the words he said, thy son liveth. I mean, at that point, healing took place in his son. But he came the wrong way. He came the wrong way. He was in unbelief. See, you can't come to God begging because you're in unbelief. Because he's a faith God. He's going to get you in faith. He's given us a Bible full of faith. In any subject, it's his power. Are you with me? But here, you all are down here for someone, you know, other than just yourself. Just lift your head up. Look away and come on in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we glorify you. We thank you. Total healing, yes. You're the miracle worker, Father, in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it, saith the Lord. You're the miracle worker, in the name of Jesus. Father, you are faithful to that promise. In the name of Jesus. Healing and deliverance for him. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Receive it, receive it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Oh yeah, that person you're standing for right now. Now, there's no distance in the spirit. There is no distance in the spirit. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Total healing, total deliverance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, yes, in the mighty name. We glorify your name, Jesus. We glorify your name, Jesus. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Hallelujah. Every organ, every tissue. In the name, in the name, in the name. In the name, Lambakosa, Etelebeandarabakosa. Glory to God. Now those people, they stayed like days. And some of them, if they finished the day, somebody had to carry them. They couldn't like walk. They would take them home and bring them back the next day. Lambakosa, Etele, in the name, every organ, every tissue. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Receive it. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name. Yes, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Mm. In the name of Jesus, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Oh yes, oh yes. A new report, saith the Lord. A new report. Whose report shall we believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. We shall believe the report of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Yes, every organ, every tissue. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Total restoration. Total restoration, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Total restoration. In the name of Jesus. Yes, for that loved one. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, from the top of your head to the soul, receive it, receive it, receive it. Jesus says, somebody touch me, a point of contact, a point of contact. Then he said to the man, I've not seen so great faith, no, not in all Israel. And he didn't touch anyone. He didn't even see the servant. He didn't even see the servant. He just marveled at the faith in the soldier. He was saying, this is all I need. All I needed was the faith. I just needed the faith. He said, I haven't seen no faith like this in all Israel. And he's in the servant back in the house, getting out the bed, healed. Says, listen, God hasn't lost any power. No, he hadn't. He's the same God. Yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. You just get to believe him. Release out of your mouth. Just speak it. Somebody had to say something. Somebody said something. That soldier said, I'm not worthy. This is what the soldier said. Now, he had faith. He had faith. He said, I'm not worthy that he come to the house. And I'm not worthy to come to him. But I believe at such a level, because I understand how power moves, I believe at such a level that it can be done with Jesus over on King's Road, and I'm over here undone. It's doable. That's what he was saying. He said, that's the way I believe. My faith operates at that level. Jesus marveled and said, I've never seen so great faith. No, not at all. And he's saying, that's faith in God. I don't care what city your loved one in. I don't care what hospital they're in. I don't care what the doctor told them. I don't care when he told them. I don't care how many times he told them. God is greater. God is greater. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God. Will somebody please believe for miracles? That Bible's still good. It's not everything that hadn't even happened that's in there. And you carrying it around. That is no good luck charm. Oh, that's the power. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Oh, we love you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, woman of God. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, the joy, yes. Oh, the joy that fills my soul.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m., or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's theheirchurch.org.